You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter Jamal Collier, and we're taking a break from our breakdown of the Nationals roster to give you a quick spring training preview with some rapid-fire answers from Jamal to get you all set for the Nationals' first ever spring training in West Palm Beach. It should be a lot of fun starting out down there in a new facility. Certainly less travel for Nationals players. I'm sure they're excited about that. The first question, though, of the day, Jamal, is what's going to be the biggest difference? And for this question, you can't say the ballpark because we'll get to that a little bit later. But as far as the team goes, what's the biggest difference 2017 spring training versus a year ago?
Yeah, easily the biggest difference for the Nationals this year is Adam Eaton. You know, they gave up the small ransom, small fortune, I should say, to get him. And, you know, he really is, how well he plays this season is going to go to a big, you know, going to play a major role as to what this team does this year. He's going to probably hit somewhere near the top of the order. He's going to play center field. And if he is the player they think he is, and that's a guy who's going to be consistently getting on base, who's worth about three or four or five wins above replacement, and is a perennial all-star and kind of just an underrated superstar in some aspects, then it's going to go a long way in transforming this lineup into just a really, really strong lineup from top to bottom.
All right, the next question is who might be a surprise in spring training? And I think what we're getting at here is maybe somebody who if you look at it on paper right now, doesn't even look like they have a spot on the 25-man roster or a spot in the rotation or something like that, that could really come forward, have a huge spring training, and make their way into it.
Yeah, this was tough because the Nationals really have kind of everything set. When you look at their, you know, so their starters are all kind of set. There's not a whole lot of position battles, even for the backups. They got a lot of guys on guaranteed contracts. But the guy I point to is probably a guy like A.J. Cole or Austin Voth. They're going to be probably the number six and seven starters right now. In this rotation, I think one of those guys is kind of set up to make this team as a long man out of the bullpen. And, of course, if you have an injury to the rotation, they could step right into the starting rotation as well. So Austin Voth is a guy I particularly like and think that he made huge strides over the last couple of years. He was invited to spring training last year. He got his first kind of taste of the big league experience in the spring. And I think with a strong spring for him, you could see him a guy who could maybe use that as a bullpen and as a sixth starter and a spot starter sometime to maybe relieve Strasburg or Joe Ross through the rotation. But I really like Austin Voth, and I think that he has a chance to make a huge impact and possibly make this team out of spring training.
Nationals are a team that has plenty of star power, but the biggest star has to be Bryce Harper, obviously coming off a disappointing season in 2016. So as we get ready for spring training 2017, what's up with Bryce? What can fans expect to see, and how important is the spring for him?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting with Bryce Harper because obviously, you know, even whether or not he has a good spring or not, it really isn't going to tell us exactly what he's going to be able to do during the regular season. For Bryce, he's the most important player on this roster. He is one of the biggest stars in baseball. And he's a guy who's worked very hard all summer, or all winter, I should say, to kind of prepare himself to bounce back from the season that he had last year that, of course, you know, was disappointing from the standards that he had set the year before. Really what to expect from Bryce, I've said it before, that I think he's closer to the player we saw in 2015 than what we saw in 2016. I think the biggest thing for him is to stay healthy, to get himself prepared, and to be ready to take off once the season starts in April, and kind of, you know, to continue to or get back to what he was a couple of years ago.
When you look at this team as a whole, there's obviously a viewpoint of what the fans like to see, and the players have a certain perspective of where they think the team is going. But from a grander scale, from the front office, when you look at this team where it's at right now, what's the vision as far as Mike Rizzo and company go?
Yeah, well, this is the kind of the delicate balance that everybody's trying to kind of get to, the Nationals especially, because you have on one hand a team who they're trying to improve this team to won 95 games, that's won the three division titles, that have been to the playoffs and not been able to get over the hump. But they want to do that without mortgaging too much of their future. Because it's a team that kind of has some guys signed up long-term. You look at the pitchers in Strasburg and Scherzer, and they think they can extend this window and be competitive here, not just for the next couple of years, but beyond that. But you also want to take advantage when you have guys in their primes right now. You have a guy like Bryce Harper. You have a guy like Daniel Murphy. You have Anthony Rendon kind of signed under value, Adam Eaton. So they want to take advantage of these contracts and this core now and try to win a championship. But at the same time, they don't want to give up. They obviously give up a hefty price when they pay for when they give up Giolito and Lopez and some of those pitchers. But they don't want to give up their entire future necessarily just to win now and then have to kind of figure things out 5 years from now. So they're trying to win now. They're trying to be competitive and win a World Series championship. But at the same time, they still want to be a good team in 2019 and 20 and 21 and beyond.
When you look at this team 2017, obviously the goal is to win that World Series. They're one of those teams that's in a group that has probably the roster, the potential that if things go right, they can be champions at the end of October. But what would a perfect season look like? Describe to us what the perfect national season looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the road there to that world championship is, you know, health from their starting pitchers. It's getting 30, 35 starts out of Steven Strasburg. It's keeping Max Scherzer at the level he has been at. You know, finally getting a chance to see what Joe Ross can be and Tanner Roark continuing the steps forward that he took. You know, a guy like Adam Eaton coming in and continue the consistency that he's had over the past couple of years, but bounce back seasons from Bryce Harper and Ryan Zimmerman. And even though they lost some guys necessarily like, you know, Wilson Ramos and Danny Espinosa, some of those guys who hit home runs for them. But when you have a full season of Trey Turner, when you have Adam Eaton and a bounce back from Derek Norris and the bounce backs from those other guys, like I said, Harper and Zim, I think you put all those things together and it puts together a really strong lineup 1 through 9, 1 through 8, and it puts together a strong rotation. And you obviously have someone emerge from close to emerge and take over the closer role as well that may not have any experience at this moment. So, if all those things go right and all those things go together like the Nats are hoping, then they should be holding the trophy at the end of the season, which is kind of their ultimate goal.
When you look at the team, we mentioned Bryce Harper being the star of this team, but mm-hmm. Who's the most important player on this roster for 2017?
Yeah, it's tough because even without Bryce Harper last season, obviously had Bryce Harper, not without Bryce Harper being the guy that, you know, we had kind of grown accustomed to, they still were really successful and really good. I still point to Bryce Harper because if this guy is what he was in 2015, it just completely changes the dynamic of the entire lineup. Because even with a guy like Murphy, if he's playing well, or you put a guy like, you know, Turner or Egan or those guys around him, he got on base so often and punished every single mistake and was so good that it really can just transform this team into one of the most feared lineups in all of baseball. It's already going to be a very good lineup, but if Bryce Harper is what everybody kind of believes him to be and what he's shown he can be, I still think he is one of the most important players on this team. So, again, everything kind of comes back to Bryce with the Nats, but I think Bryce is still the most important player here.
All right, final question to get people ready for spring training is, hey, it's a new home. You go from Vieira down to West Palm Beach. It's a shared facility along with the Houston Astros. By all accounts, it's spectacular, one of these brand new type places. So what can Nationals fans look forward to when they are visiting a new place if they're heading to Florida for spring training this year?
Yeah, I'm excited for this new ballpark, I'll say that. And I can definitely looking forward to obviously the shorter drive, shorter distance in between stadiums. It's going to be a state-of-the-art facility, and the people that have seen it, even talking to them earlier this week at Truck Day for the Nats, have said that it really kind of doesn't even feel like necessarily a spring training ballpark, as though it feels like kind of just a smaller, modern major league ballpark. So it's going to have, you know, all the kind of the gadgets and the things for players and for fans and just a kind of a whole lot of things to look forward to. Still probably be putting the finishing touches on if you come out for workouts over those first couple of weeks. You may still have some construction or some things going on as they kind of, you know, tidy the ballpark up. But you expect as the spring gets later and later, you'll kind of see it develop and kind of get finished here as a full, what they believe is going to be a state-of-the-art facility. I'm excited to see it for the first time as well here in a couple of weeks, or a week or so now.
Yeah, nothing against Vieira, but the Nationals were kind of all by themselves up there on the east side, but far away from where the Mets and Cardinals and Marlins and other teams were. Now they're right in the thick of it. It's going to be a lot better, I think, for absolutely everybody. All right, great stuff, Jamal. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. For Jamal Collier, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.